What's happening?
Listen to League Podcast episode 289. I'm Matt Durson.
I'm John Hunt.
I'm Dr. Clay Inferno.
Doctor. Doctor, mister. Doctor, like, mister. I like that line. Doctor, mister. Just doctor.
Spoiler warning. I did see Doctor Strange finally last night.
Oh, I was wondering how that turned out, but thanks for ruining it now.
Spoiler.
And I have to be contradictory here, John. I did not think Dormammu looked good. I thought he was a person size.
Did I say you look good?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember saying that.
I said, did he look good? And you're like, yeah.
Cool. I don't think you said he looked good. I don't really care, like, person or size or not. I just thought he looked a little weird. He does look weird in the comic, though, too. He's just a dude with, like, a flame head.
I was kind of hoping for that instead of, like, big, you know, space head.
Did I just say, it's fine? Because that's not me saying
it. You probably did. That's probably what you said. I don't remember exactly.
But, or like, I said, did he look good? And you were like, huh.
And usually my answer to most everything.
I took that as, yes.
As it's the best fucking thing ever. You will not disappoint. Sure, unless, of course, you want like a guy with a flaming head.
Huh. It's kind of like the Galactus thing in
Except
Fantastic Four.
But it is better because at least it was a talking head and not just a cloud of...
It's a cloud of shit, yeah.
There was a cloud of shit also in the Green Lantern movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, what is with these cloud of shit villains?
Can I give you guys my my grading and rating
for
Doctor Strange?
Alright.
No.
I give it a high B+.
Alright, yeah, I think I agree with that.
I really don't care about Doctor Strange at all. Still don't. And I thought it was an okay movie. I could done without every single bit of the Inception bullshit. Like, I did not want to watch that.
What? You seem to have a problem with those, that type of thing.
Well, I liked it when it was in Inception. And I didn't really know how it worked in the mirror dimension, or I didn't understand what it had anything to do with the story for Doctor Strange when they kept doing it.
Well, it's just the power that, what's his name? Cassilius? Was that his name?
Let's just call him Mads Mikkelsen.
But what happens to things?
That was his power. Like, that was his thing.
What happens to things in the real world? Are those cabs, like, flying off into the abyss?
No, it's not affected in the real world. They say
it. The mirror dimension does not affect the real world.
Yeah.
Josh says I'm here.
You gotta pay attention, Clay. You gotta pay attention.
I didn't like it.
Alright.
I'm gonna add Josh.
Oh, alright. We haven't talked to him in forever.
Oh, you know what's funny about Josh? We never mentioned this, but when we went to get pizza, they spelled my name on the pizza J-H-O-N. So it's Josh and Jahan now.
Jahan. I thought you mentioned that. You mentioned it to me once.
Jahan? Well, it was recently. Yeah. Well, it was when we went to see Godzilla, so...
Oh.
Yeah, and that woman wrote my order. Godzilla. You know, and then she did it to the guy after me.
Hello, Josh.
Tahani.
Hello, Clay. Oh.
Josh, how are you? It's been a long time.
A long
He does exist.
Time.
Yes. We have a special guest today. Welcome, Josh, to us.
Remember when I used to be on your podcast? That was good times.
Yeah, good times.
Saved me from having to be on it. Now I'm always having to.
Yeah, now I'm always bugging John. I'm like,
here. See you later, John.
Well, if Nurse had told me that when he asked me this morning, I wouldn't have shown up.
I didn't know if Josh was going to be here. He's got commitments.
I didn't either. It's weekend is like family time, and we were out for a walk, and you texted, and I was like, I think I can probably make it back.
Well, we appreciate everything.
Sounds like you guys have it under control. Good to talk to you guys.
See you later. Oh, Clay's recording the whole thing, so we'll just talk for an hour and nothing will come.
I'll just go do some dishes and come back in an hour.
We always talk to you. Come on.
Yeah.
This is like the prodigal son returns. Josh Lingle. Josh.
We're just checking it up on Doctor Strange. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't. How was it?
B plus.
It was a high B+.
B plus. All right.
And what did I give it? An 8 or 7?
An 8 out of B. An eight out of B.
On the alphabet scale, it got a 7.
What is that? A D or an M? Or what is that? L. I don't know how to count, but no. But I mean it. You know, generally positive reviews.
He's all right.
That's good.
I thought Ant-Man was, like, way more funny and engaging.
I'm going to disagree.
I think this was better than Ant-Man. Not that Ant-Man wasn't good, but I thought this was funnier. Like, not funnier, but...
I just thought it was better.
Yeah. In general, it was a more engaging movie.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, it was more. I was surprised by how funny it was, though. Like we said last week,
it was funny.
Yeah,
I haven't been reading reviews or anything, but like every once in a while, somebody pops up and they're just like, "Yeah, it was just okay," and I'm like, "Oh, come on, really?" But I'm glad to hear from you guys.
It was better than okay. That's for
definitely
sure.
Yummy, not bad.
Definitely not bad.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it was okay.
It was yummy and not bad.
Yeah.
Like fruit.
Yeah. You only eat candy bars. I don't know what I missed.
Yeah. It's, you know, and I think it's comic book fatigue. I think people are just like, you know, Marvel movies are typically blah, blah. You know what I mean? You can't.
Yeah, because all Marvel movies have been good for the most part.
Except for Iron Man
2.
Thor 2 and Iron Man 2. Yeah, I didn't like Iron Man 2 that much.
I like maybe those two.
Yeah, I like maybe those two. So.
And maybe Avengers 2.
I didn't really like
I've watched Avengers 2 a couple times on HBO, and I think I like it more now. I don't know. It's something about it. I still don't like the end that much.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
I don't mind it. I kind of
hate it. I'm just saying those are my three that I don't like as much as the others.
I wouldn't fist.
Well, I'm just...
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't throw that skank out on the sidewalk either, but... I'd be expecting some rent.
I wouldn't kick that movie out of bed for eating crackers, if you know what I mean.
I'm just saying, maybe
is that
now
Ernie
that...
and Bert reference?
I think it is.
Yeah.
What?
Or Bert and Ernie. I had to switch it up.
Bert and I was going to say, who is Ernie?
What is Ernie and Bert? Is that one of those auto dealerships?
Kind of like...
Come on down to Bernie and Ernst. We'll get you a good price on a used Taurus.
Bernie and Ernst. I love it.
That's awesome. That needs to be a thing, actually. It's like Garfunkel and Oates.
Yeah.
I like it. Like the all, it's like Bizarro or Bernie, the evil Bernie.
Me and Bernie and Ertz.
Yeah, but it's great because Bernie is like a real name.
Yeah, you know? So is Ertz.
Ertz is not.
I Ertz voted for just... Bernie and Ertz.
Ertz is his last name. Is the other guy's last name.
Bernie right. And Ertz and period Ertz.
Just goes by his last name. He's too cool. There's a football player. His name is Zach Ertz.
There we go. See?
There you Zach go. Ertz. Him and Bernie Sanders in a show together.
Well, doing a car dealership.
That's like the reboot of the new Odd Couple.
Oh, is that with Matthew Perry?
And Tom Lennon, whose number I have in my cell phone.
Oh, I like him. He's funny.
Really? That's
get him on here.
Let's call him up.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
All right. Siren out.
I shan't.
Just kidding. You don't have your number? Or his number?
No, I do, but I probably shouldn't call him.
Oh.
Well, I'll call him then. He won't.
Yeah. Ernie and Bert.
And this is Bernie and Ertz here. I got a great idea.
Bernie and Ertz. That's a car dealership comedy show.
Is that show any good?
What the fuck is this?
That show cannot be any good.
That's a great idea. Who is this?
I think I watched Clay some Inferno. Of it, and it was not good.
Yeah,
I can't imagine it would
in
be.
The second season.
Well, now that Gary Marshall is dead, it can't be any good.
Yeah, right, because he was the driving creative force, I suppose, right? Between every show.
Yeah.
I mean, on every show.
Yeah.
They've got a new Odd Couple. They've got a new Lethal Weapon. What is
Remember
going
when
on?
There was another new Odd Couple, and it was
Lethal
like,
Weapon isn't bad.
Oh, really?
Which is surprising. I've only, like, I haven't, like, sat down to, like, watch it straight through, but every...
You're like, I haven't sat down to watch it, but...
Never watch it, but it's not bad.
No, it's...
I give
mean,
it an L.
From what I've seen.
I give it an L out of 1 to 10.
they hype it up a lot. It's one of those weigh-ins, right?
Yeah, if I watched a whole episode, like I'd probably love it.
It's weigh-ins and another white guy. Yeah. So,
like a there you
go. Is he too old for this shit?
Not yet. It's a prequel.
It's only the first... Oh, okay, the prequel.
Wait, it's a prequel to what?
Did he have another white partner named Riggs?
No, it was like when they first... It's when they first started out.
Oh, okay.
But is it set now?
It doesn't... Movie happened when it first started?
Now?
Or is it like set in the 80s?
I told you, I haven't sat down to watch the whole thing.
Don't tell me it's a prequel if you can't back up these facts. This is why I don't come on the show anymore.
I think it's a Who cares? I'm never going to watch it. I'll probably tell you that right now.
It's a modern day prequel, but it's like a post-quel because it's modern day, but it's a prequel because it happens.
Post-quel.
Now, does the break character, is he
I need some NyQuil now.
Like Mel Gibson?
Yeah, no, I need some post-quel. What'd you say about the Riggs character? What?
I asked if he was anti-Semitic, like Mel Gibson like is.
Oh, right.
Not yet, because it's a prequel.
Okay. But he'll
get there, yes.
He'll get crazy. I mean, actually, he already is crazy, right? In the movies, he is, right?
Yeah. I don't know why we were shocked when it happened in real life.
It was based off a true story of Mel Gibson. The Mel Gibson story.
What they should have done was had Riggs and Murtaugh as women, right? That seems to be the thing to do.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon with two chicks.
Or switch their race.
Two white chicks.
Yeah, there you go.
Well,
that two white chicks
Murtaugh would be the white chick and Riggs would be the black chick.
Right.
Because
she'd
be all feisty. But I don't know. I kind of like... I'd like an older black Riggs who would be all like, no, you didn't.
Maybe she can be all like Misty Knight on Luke Cage. She can be like an older black... She's like an older black chick, but she's got some sass to her.
She does have some sass.
Yeah, I like her.
No? Did you finish the Luke Cage yet?
No.
No.
Take your time.
I mean,
Take
I will. Time. I will. I will. I will. I'll get to it.
I still have Downton Abbey to finish, Mr. Selfridge season 4, you know, important stuff like that.
Mr. Robot.
Whoa.
Mr. Robot.
Is that any good?
I've heard it's good, but I've never watched
it. Mr. Robot is amazing. Yeah.
I've seen that thing.
Where Robot.
If you like, Thurston, if you like Fight Club, I think you like Mr. Robot.
All right.
See, that's exactly what I said in the first episode, and that's why I didn't continue watching it, because I nailed it in the first episode. Because
you
like,
hate
boom.
Fight Club?
I'm like, this is Fight Club. I'm done. I already saw Fight Club.
All right. Well, now I don't have to watch it. Yeah, maybe I will. I do have a lot of free time these days at work. If you're listening, which you're not.
At work, if you're listening. I love how it's like, well, send me the podcast file and edit it at work and post it then.
Edit it at work. I'd hate to take my time out of my day, my weekend to do it. That would be
I'd
silly.
Hate to take my time out of
and it sounds like you actually listened to the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Well, how do you get really? The little excerpts at the end?
I just find one in there and stick it to the end.
That's the only time I ever listen to our podcast is at work.
Yeah, see? Well, I mean, I think that's when a lot of people listen to podcasts, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a... Yeah.
So Thurston listens to it first and edits it and then uploads it. He's like, I'm not going to listen to this again.
And then there's... Right. And then
at
there's two
he
listeners.
He listens and edits now, unlike when we first...
You really will never let me live that down.
Wait, what happened?
I used to toil away trying to edit that podcast, and we each had our own track and all that stuff. And
that must have been a nightmare.
Yeah.
John never let me live down that. Sometimes, most of the time, I'll admit, it didn't really come out very well. Perfectly.
Well, it wasn't bad. I mean, horrible.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, buddy. I just always just liked how it would just, someone would say something, and then 10 minutes later, someone would react to whatever it was, but then someone else would talk over to that reaction.
It was something really weird about Audacity. It would start off fine, and then it would, like, lag a little.
Well, that's what, actually, that's why they have professional podcast editors, because everybody's computer, like, is at a different clock speed, so it messes up the tracks. That's what happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stick it, Clay.
It's a common problem. Yeah. Common problem.
So stick it, John.
That's the best way to get...
Should have been using the professional shit way back when.
A good
we had
quality.
Advertisers.
No, we did have advertisers.
Mm. Yeah, remember when TFAW gave us like gift certificates and shit at our party and stuff?
I don't remember any of that stuff because I never saw a fucking dime of it. That's why there are no more audio comics.
Yeah.
I sent you like $20. Yeah, like...
But that was money you owed me for the ticket the other day.
No. No, I mean, it's sponsored money.
Don't
you
just do this out of the goodness of your own heart? Come on.
Jesus, man. So that's why there's no more audio comics? I see.
Also, the computer that I used to do all that stuff on kind of broke.
Oh.
I mean, I suppose I could do it on this like new computer that's fucking awesome, but why would I want to do that?
It could break.
Like I have, it's not like I have a job to go to where I can just start fucking off, you know?
Yeah, well, you should get one. I tell you, there's nothing like it.
Getting paid. Get a job.
Yeah, you don't have a job, do you? You just go to the gym in the middle of the day, right?
Yep, that's all I do. Yep. And then I get old bald guys yelling at me to get a job.
Yeah, that was
job.
Me.
Job.
I was like, I thought that guy looked like Dirtson in a fat suit.
Oh, well, all right, I'm not fat. I'll give you that. You got to be more specific.
You're thin as a rail.
Well, no, I'm not that, but I'm not fat. I'm just big bone.
You're not really that either.
No.
You just
got a little beer belly. Right?
That's what happens when you get old and you drink beer.
You drink a lot of beer.
So, I mean, what do you expect is going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, well, what else have we got going on? Josh, what have you been up to, man? Are you still watching all the shows and the DC shows? And we were talking a little bit the other day. Was it Supergirl?
Yeah.
That had...
Yeah.
It was Supergirl.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It had one of your classic favorites, the Human Target. Is that his name?
Oh, yeah, no, that was on Arrow. Yeah, Human Target.
Oh, Arrow. Oh,
wasn't the Human Target a TV show like 10 years ago?
It was, and it was awesome. And they had, like, two seasons, but, you know, Fox, so...
they cancel everything that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Simpsons.
I mean, it had Jackie Earl Haley, is that his name?
Yeah
Jackie Earl Haley.
Yep, he was awesome in that.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. So it was disappointing, because it was a really good show, and I like the character. I even have his first appearance in comic books.
You love... Yeah. The Human Target. Isn't he? He's kind of like James Bond, right? Or is it like Mission Impossible?
He's kind of...
Impossible.
It's a combination, I suppose. More like Mission Impossible, I think, actually.
Nice.
Not at all like James Bond.
Show
in the Arrow, it was like Mission Impossible because he ripped off his mask.
Yeah. Like so, Face Off.
Yeah.
Face Off, Mission Impossible, and... Yeah.
Yeah, and those two.
Those two.
Oh, that's cool. So, wait, didn't he have a comic, though, a couple years ago or a few years ago?
Yes.
Didn't they try to bring back the comic?
Yeah, I think it was probably around the same time as the TV show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, so, is that, like, is he, he's in continuity now as far as, or is it, like, the same type, is it, like, were we supposed to believe it's, like, the same guy? Or is it a post-cool?
No, I mean, I think it's just, like, totally...
Oh, it's
different.
A new
they're,
actor,
they're not. Right? Yeah, they're not acknowledging the TV show, which would have been cool if they did, if they had the same actor. But I'm sure he's probably, you know, getting up there in years.
He was
now.
On Boston Legal. That's where I knew him from.
Yeah.
Jackie Earl Haley.
No, the other guy.
The other guy.
Oh,
the blonde guy.
The blonde guy.
Oh.
Rorschach.
The blonde guy.
Yeah. Von Rorschach. the Jackie O'Haley with hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jackie O'Haley. Yeah,
Jackie O'Haley was on.
thanks.
Carly, I didn't even. Okay. Well, that's cool, though.
Jackie Earl Harry.
So he's, all right, well, that's cool that he's on Arrow. Now, and
they need him to do
Arrow Now?
Special thing.
Arrow Now.
Arrow Now.
Arrow Now.
I gotta say.
He's Green Arrow, but the show is still called Arrow.
I gotta say, I'm losing the thread a little bit with The Flash. That used to be my favorite one of those shows. Now Supergirl beats that.
Yeah, Supergirl, right?
Supergirl's wicked cool. Yeah.
Supergirl.
I still like The Flash the most.
Now that he messed up the timeline, I never know what's happening.
I'm really enjoying the DC Legends of Tomorrow. That's
I like
really...
that show too, because it's kind of stupid.
Yeah,
don't tell me I was going to be on a podcast with nerds.
It's time
I love
travel.
Stupid shows.
Yeah, it's like time travel with DC superheroes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
on Supergirl they introduced Mon-El. That was really
yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, I hope they have like Mon-El costume and everything.
I think they do. I saw a picture online and I couldn't tell if it was like a Photoshop job or actually him in his costume. And if it is him in his costume, it's pretty awesome.
Very cool.
So what do you want to talk about, John? Do you want to?
You guys don't watch TV.
We don't watch. No, we're.
I don't watch nothing.
Oh, I'm a comic book podcaster, and I don't watch comic book shows. You guys watching?
I work in comics. Josh, please.
But you don't.
I don't have
any
excuses.
All day.
Don't do it.
Does that mean you're wearing comics while you go to work? You work in comics.
I do work in comics. I bathe in comics.
A suit of
I sleep in comics. So
you're like the Take On Me music video. You actually get inside.
If you saw me right now from one side of the room, I would look like a comic. And then if you walked around the other side, I'd look like a person.
Yeah, in the mirror, you're like a regular person.
What are you? Yeah, in the mirror universe.
Yeah. I like it.
Like
don't
Dark
get me
Strange,
started.
All...
Don't
well,
get
let's
me
not spoil it.
Don't get me started.
Well, you didn't pay attention.
No, I knew that. I knew that.
Kidding.
I heard it. I just didn't care for it.
That's okay.
You don't care for a lot of things when you see a movie.
That's true. I don't. But usually I don't care about a lot of. I don't care about a lot of things in life.
That's true.
But I cared about that one.
Oh, very
my
little.
God, a little. Yeah. No, it was, I might see it again.
I did see it again.
Oh, yeah? Very well.
I might see it again.
I kind of want to see it in 3D, because you said it was very cool.
It's one of the better 3D conversions, so not going to lie.
Excellent. Oh,
cool.
That might move it up to an M on a scale of 1 to 10.
I go all the way to a P.
Right behind Avatar. Mavatar.
Oh, God. I actually never even saw Avatar, to be perfectly honest.
So you can't
what?
Even... And I'd never seen it either, so.
That's pretty good.
Really? All right. Maybe
I mean, at least once. You got to see it at least once.
No, I don't have to do anything.
See it in the theater.
Well, true. You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to.
Valid point.
What if, I want to talk a little. So there was another. Let's stick on movies, I guess, for a few minutes. I mean, there was another Rogue One trailer out.
Yes.
There. I think that was the last one, but this is that is looking like a pretty awesome movie.
Yes.
There's a lot of talk about... They mention rebel a lot. Rebelling and rebellion, like, over and over. So, obviously, this is...
That's about
must be
Billy
a
Joel.
Guys, do you think it's a rebellion?
Billy Joel. Yes.
Not Billy Joel, Billy Idol.
Billy Idol.
I was like, what?
Billy Joel's not
I was
rebel.
Like, I'll just go along with it, because I think John is going crazy.
I'm working as we're doing this.
In comics.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
he's dressed in his comic suit.
Really?
I'm lettering Monster Hunter number 7 right now. So.
Oh, very well. There was also, I saw this international trailer that somebody had posted online, and that even gives a little more insight into Jyn Erso and what she's all about.
National
obviously, Yeah, International House of Pancakes version of the show. version of the trailer, I mean. So, yeah, so she's obviously... So her dad, like, had something to do with building the Death Star and all that. And
fighting Doctor Strange. So, I mean, it all ties in with the Disney
stuff. Yeah, that's right. Her dad is Mads Mikkelsen. Cassilius or whatever.
And she has a kyber crystal around her neck or something.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Dude, come on.
Kyber crystal.
I don't even...
You know, no, but it looks cool. Lightsabers out of.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know that. I'm not that nerdy.
You'll have to turn in your nerd license now.
Sorry, that was my lightsaber. I just pulled it out of my pocket.
You have a lightsaber in your pocket?
Yeah. What? So is that one of those things where you can buy tickets for, like, now?
They haven't sold them yet, because I'm sure I would have heard about it online.
I think they were going on pre-sale in another country, though. So if
let's go to that country.
Traveling in Europe somewhere, you can go see it.
Buy our plane tickets to Japan.
Oh, I can do that, too. Give me a second.
I have that on my old phone.
Wait to me a second here. Hold on.
Kind of a lame lightsaber sound.
Oh, there we go.
Whoa.
Whoops, I turned the sound off of everything here, so. Alright, here you go.
That's better.
Alright, now you guys fight. Wow.
Every time it does the smashy noise, the little LED light on the front of the phone goes off.
Well, there you go.
I guess so.
How rude. How rude that we're doing this during the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I'm very excited.
We are doomed. We are doomed.
Let's not get into that. I don't want to get depressed.
Yeah, well, there we go. Do we want to talk about comics at all, or what do we got?
I don't like I'm on a comic show, but I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I do want to... I don't know if Clay, or Josh, for that matter, because we haven't talked to him forever. Do you still read comics, or are you out of that?
The last one I read was the...
Amazing Fantasy 15.
That was great. No, the last one I read was He-Man Thundercats crossover, the first issue. I don't know if the second one's out yet.
Oh, Thundercats! Oh!
I didn't...
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, those Thundercats.
Thundercats.
I want to know, Clay, did you read this new Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows thing?
Holy smokes, did I ever.
Apparently.
Did
you?
You read the fuck out of that.
I read it.
I think I'm going to toss this skank out on the street or whatever you're...
The only thing that was good about this was the return of Ryan Stegman, who drew a lot of the superior Spider-Mans.
I actually bought it for that. And Jerry Conway, the writer.
Jerry Conway, I like how his dialogue is a little bit more like, you know, classic Spider-Man. It's not Dan Slott, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's like a Dan Slott, to be perfectly honest. He's been on Spider-Man for a while, and I think it's time for a new voice. But this is not good.
But, yeah, I mean, so Mary Jane and Peter have a kid that also has spider powers.
Yeah, this is from the Secret Wars. This is, like, from the alternate universe Secret Wars thing. Yeah.
I don't understand any of that part. Can you explain it to me?
This was one of those limited series that was going on during Secret Wars. Was it Secret Wars? I guess it was, yeah. Stupid Wars. But anyway, so, like, yeah, in this alternate universe, Peter and Mary Jane are married and they have a kid, Anna, or Annie, or Anna, I guess, because that was Mary Jane's mom's name, right?
It's Anna May Parker.
Yeah. Anna May. And manga.
So,
Anna May Parker.
She has spider powers.
So this is not in the 616. It's in some other thing. Okay, well, I wish I would have known that, because... I was totally confused.
Yeah, they don't really say anything. But even weirder than that is that Mary Jane has a special suit that can, like, sync up with Spider-Man, and she has, like, spider powers when she's wearing the suit. But he's not like Peter Parker, Parker Industries guy. Like, I don't know. They don't explain, like, I guess he just whipped that up in his living room one day. But, yeah, it's pretty silly.
No, sir, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And the two backup stories were stupid.
They were really bad. Yeah, because there was...
I don't know why I read both of them, but I did. Because usually if I read a comic and then I'm like, oh, that sucked, I don't read the two shitty backup stories, but... I put myself through this whole thing.
This time you did.
I never read the backup stories, you know, back when I used to read comics.
I remember back. I always thought, like, it was just a way to get them to charge you a little more. It's like, oh, it's five more pages now. You're like, oh.
Five more pages of crap. Crap! Yeah.
I related to that, and we'll probably disagree on this. I am reading The Clone Conspiracy, and I picked up Clone Conspiracy issue 2, and so the Jackal has brought back basically everybody that's died in the Spider-Verse.
Right. Yeah, I didn't read it, but I figured that's where they were going. So what's the deal? What is that, like, upsetting to anyone? Like,
well, Jackal says, I did this for you. See, I've granted you your dearest wish. No one dies.
But they're not, like, are they really, though? Because they all, like, work for him and whatever, right? Because he has to give them a pill or something like that.
He has to give them, like, a serum every day, or they lose it. They start going crazy. So they'll probably just continue to take the serum and not go crazy.
But, like, he's got, like, Gwen Stacy there and all. It seems kind of weird.
Everybody.
Yeah. Marla!
Marla! Marla. The Prowler.
I take everything I said back about you. Marla, my dear.
So he brought back Marla, so now he's got J. Jonah Jameson kind of in his back pocket, too, because she's like, you brought back Marla.
Marla, I will tell about everybody about this on my TV show. So is Mysterio, Tarantula guy. What's that guy's name? Is it the Tarantula?
There's a Tarantula.
Like the Mexican guy?
Yeah.
Hobgoblin. Both Hobgoblins. Green Goblin. Chameleon. Kraven. They're all back.
I didn't know they were all dead.
Man-Beast.
I didn't know they were dead.
Yeah, those people here, they didn't know they were not dead or whatever. But...
How about the spot?
Oh, God, I hope that's not... Yeah.
How about the answer?
Oh, yeah. Remember we were talking about him previously?
Yeah, I couldn't.
We couldn't figure out why we thought he was so cool, but for some reason I did. I thought he was cool.
I did, too. I think it was that big neckerchief he used to wear.
Ben Reilly's in this.
Some of these people should stay dead, you know? I don't understand, like, why?
I didn't want everyone to live.
Except except who?
Son, doesn't sound like I got my wish at all. So you talk to the Jackal.
I will.
Starring Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Chung is the penciler, and he's actually pretty good, too, for writing and drawing Spider-Man. It looks kind of like John Romita Jr.
Oh, I saw the art for that, and I did think that.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I was like, whoa, I don't know this guy.
I thought it was JR.
Yeah, it looks a lot like it, actually. Yeah. A lot like it. A lot.
Quite different.
Well, I guess it's something
would
different.
You say
I mean,
a
I don't
lot
know.
Lot like it.
I would say it looks a lot like it.
There you go. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's different. At least I don't. I mean, they won't all live. I don't. Right. I mean, I'm sure most of them will.
I know. I'm not even reading.
Will die again. I mean, I'm just. Come on, John.
When I was reading like some of the DC books this week, I was just kind of like, yeah, whatever. Flipping through it, not even reading it, not paying attention, saying there's too many words on this page. I turned it into Thurston.
Started fidgeting and sighing when you saw
it. Like, yeah, okay.
The middle of a comic book.
I'll just read this for the art, like literally, like All-Star Batman.
I like All-Star Batman, actually. And that is JR.
I know. I actually don't like him on Batman.
I like it. I think it's good. It's got this cool thing going, him and Two-Face. Kind of explaining.
But then
like,
they have everybody. They got the Penguin, and they got all sorts of people going on.
Yeah, well,
You've played the That's Penguin good. Clay.
No, they got this thing going with Two-Face and like how Harvey Dent and Bruce Wayne were like buddies when they were kids or whatever. And but Two-Face's dad was kind of an asshole.
And he's very two-faced.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what the acid.
I don't even know.
You're falling asleep.
Sorry, I was fidgeting and sighing in my.
Are you imitating Two-Face's dad? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Two-Face's dad gave Two-Face his coin, but he melted it down and reminted it, so it was. I don't know.
Two tails? It was like instead of two heads, it was two tails. Something. Yeah, it was something weird. I didn't really keep up the whole thing, but. It's just the idea that, like, this is why Two-Face is like he is when he, you know, that whole thing.
Well, and he said that Harvey vowed to kill Joe Chill and that Bruce is going to kill Two-Face's dad when they grew up later.
Yeah, when they were little kids making that promise. But, I don't know, I think it's cool. And then Two-Face actually tried to drop acid on Batman. But
he was dropping acid?
Yeah, dropping it. Oh, and he was all like,
I don't even know what's going on.
but you know, he didn't well, he did, but it didn't scar him or anything like that. But, I don't know, I'm liking that book.
It's okay, Scott Snyder. I just kind of read it for the art. I flip through
JR, it's great. I mean, it's not great, but it's better than the other crappy Batman books.
Yeah, Detective Comics was wow.
Whew. I kicked that skank out.
Yeah. Threw a closeout on the sidewalk with it.
Right, no, I hear you. Back I hear you.
Threw it out the window. Threw a closeout the window.
I don't know what's going on. I don't even know what's going on.
I like the first like couple issues, but then it just went south on me. It's like all the other
It's too much. James Tynion the fourth is not that great. He needs he needs Snyder to help him write these books.
There you go. Save us, Snyder! Your only hope. I don't know. And I dropped that Superman because I was kind of enjoying it. And then, I don't know, they got a couple that I just didn't care about where Superman was stranded on that Dinosaur Island, whatever kind of place. Monster Island, whatever.
Kazar.
Godzilla was there, or whatever. I don't know. But then I was like, forget this. I think it was like a Darwin Cook kind of tribute. So I feel a little bad saying that, but. Still didn't like it.
A bad tribute for him.
Yeah. Or Darwin Cook.
Way to go.
Rolling over his grave.
He's like, please, just take my name off of that thing, you guys. I don't want to be associated with your crap.
I'll come back from the dead just to erase my name. So I don't know. A lot of these DC books, they're not doing it for me. Like you said, Clay.
Did you get the Invincible Iron Man, which is a girl?
Oh, no, I was very tempted. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to like it.
I had to do it, and then I'm not going to say, I'm just not going to pick it up, because she's like a 14-year-old girl. So I'm not going to say the thing you guys are saying. I'm just saying, I'm not going to pick up issue 2.
There was some controversy. I think I read something online about...
Oh, yeah, the cover, they, like, sexified her.
Sexualizing a 14-year-old girl, and she wears a belly shirt and whatever. I'm like, oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, like every 14-year-old girl out on the street? Come on.
Yeah.
Just most of them are fat.
Might as well just use the word that we've been using. I don't know. I mean, get over it. It's still hot. There you go. It's been going on in comics since fucking, I don't know, like forever.
Amazing Fantasy 16.
Oh, it's gotta stop.
I don't even know if there was an Amazing Fantasy 16.
There was not.
Oh.
That's what made me laugh about it.
I see. Speaking
John
of
knows his history.
Old school Marvel, here's a book that I was very happy to get, Avengers 1.1. Did you get that?
No. Is that old school?
Yeah, it was Mark Waid and Barry Kitson, and Barry Kitson draws like old Marvel, you know? And and it's sort of like a prequel or like a retelling of how the Avengers how like Iron Man and Ant-Man like quit the Avengers, and then Cap is saddled with having Hawkeye, Quicksilver, and Scarlet Witch be the new Avengers team.
Right.
So this is 1.1.
Saddle. You were saddled with those losers.
But it's very cool. It's like reading an old Marvel comic, but was brand new.
Oh. Alright. Well, maybe I'll check it out.
And they're gonna go up against the Wizard, Trapster, Medusa, and Sandman. Who they had previously faced in Fantastic Four number 38.
Oh. And an Amazing Fantasy number 60.
Yeah. This was actually very cool. I liked it a lot.
Oh. All right.
And then for some reason they like reprinted like an old Avengers column, letters column in the back.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His Mighty Marvel checklist. Fantastic Four number 40, Spider-Man number 26, X-Men number 11, Daredevil number 8. Thor 117. Sergeant Fury 19. So
whenever is it which Sergeant Fury is it? The black one or the white one?
It's the white one back then.
Yeah, regular.
The real
regular
Sergeant.
regular,
not Sam Jackson.
Not Sam Jackson.
Yeah. Hasselhoff.
Not Jackson. Right. As far as I'm concerned, the only
right.
Only Nick Fury. What a weird. I mean, when you think about, I mean, obviously it was sucked, but like, what made them think like this will be great? Like, we have all these Marvel superheroes. Let's do Nick Fury. Like, what a weird.
And they got just the guy for him.
Yeah, right.
He is almost just the guy though. The back then,
I guess he was still on Baywatch, right? I mean, this is obviously after Knight Rider, but.
Yeah.
He was probably Baywatch perfect.
I don't know. I never understood why Baywatch was so popular. It was like a guilty pleasure or something.
Because of the
girl I knew bathing suit. It was a show on a beach.
The boobs, I think, had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, the boobs.
Right. Running. All the running. Jiggling.
Slow motion running.
Get to see all that Hasselhoff jiggle.
Hasselhoff jiggle was the best.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was the best.
Hairy man boobs.
Maybe they need to remake that one.
They are.
Oh, so,
I don't know why I just sounded like a pirate. I'm like, they are.
Remember there was Baywatch Nights too?
And is it like Zac Efron?
What? Baywatch Nights didn't hit it big because it took place at night. Who wears bathing suits at night?
Right.
Yeah, lifeguards go home at like 5 o'clock, right? Or something.
It was just like the three guys on four-wheelers combing the beach, making sure everything was okay at night.
Nobody's smoking pot out there.
The Rock is going to be in Baywatch.
Oh, that's right. I did read that. The Rock is...
Zac Efron.
See, I was right.
Pam Anderson will be making an appearance. The Hoff will be making an appearance, of course.
As Pam Anderson's mom or something? Like, what?
As the artist formerly known as Pam Anderson before she deteriorated into the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, I mean, wow. The Rock, though, he had, like, I read he had, like, breast surgery to reduce the size of his man boobs. So, and that was, like, a long time ago. The Rock had...
But he had them put in.
No, he didn't. I think he had them... Really?
No, he had them put in because
he had boobs put in?
Yeah, because he didn't have, like, he wasn't getting, like, the muscle tone in the chestal area that he was looking for, so he had them put in.
Yeah, his breast in.
I got that the butt put in on me because my butt was too flat when I was working out.
Yeah.
There you go. I thought it was because, like, he was Samoan, and, I mean, I've read something that, you know, happens to some Samoan men get a little... You know, jiggling. They need a little man's ear action or something.
A bro.
Man's ear!
The Rock has set the world record for the most selfies taken in 3 minutes, taking 105 selfies with fans during the premiere of San Andreas in London?
Amazing.
I was not reading that. I was just off top.
That's just an icebreaker when you're out.
Yeah.
trying to network.
I'm gonna say that next. How many did you take?
My name's Clay. 105. Did you know?
Did you know?
105 selfies in 3 minutes, though, it's kind of a lot. Did he just have that on that thing where your phone just goes like?
No, you probably had to get them all like lined up.
Yeah, he had to go through all these nerds. Get the picture taken.
He had a breast reduction. A breast reduction surgery.
Huh. So we did have breast reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Someone lied to me. The internet lied to me.
Can you believe it?
But did you know? Did you know this is another fun fact about The Rock? He is dating. I don't know if he. I think he's still dating her. He is dating somebody that I knew and was a student in middle school when I taught at the after school program in middle school.
No.
What?
Yeah, so like when I graduated high school, I worked at this after school program in my town, and she went there as a after school student because she was in middle school at the time.
Is her name Lauren?
Her name is Lauren.
Lauren Hashin?
Lauren Hashin, Sib Hashin's daughter, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So you're like kind of linked to The Rock.
All right, here's my Rock story. Yeah. My sister went to the same gym as him, and he held the door for her once.
Oh. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, now that is pretty cool. Yeah. I have no rock star. I heard that he did one more Fast and Furious movie, and then he's talked about how he hated working with. Yeah. He didn't say
like Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, but I'm pretty sure he was talking about Vin Diesel, and Vin Diesel was kind of a dick. And
I hated working with Schmin Schmeasel.
He's like a certain co-star, but you know, like wouldn't let you do anything that would like make him look bad or something. You know, it was something like that. He's just like, I don't know, it's a team effort, and this guy wasn't really a team player. And he didn't say it was Vin Diesel, but obviously it is. He's not going to talk about like one of those B-listers like that because who gives a shit?
He's not going
like,
to talk about that guy that died. So
yeah. He's already dead.
Yeah. we were at the movies last night for Doctor Strange, and the new Triple X trailer came out, and I was like,
"Oh, I saw that!
Fuck is stupid!" I was like, "Holy fucking shit! Get out of town!"
Vin Diesel is just a ridiculous person. If he wasn't Groot, I would totally like. Well, I don't know what I would do. I would hate him like The Rock. But Groot, he's kind of pretentious and weird. It's like doing it in Spanish.
Pitch Black and Riddick are pretty cool. I mean. But still.
Yeah, but that was like 20 years ago before he became a superstar. Now he's a total dick. So I hear. I don't know. I never met the guy. Maybe he's awesome. No. I don't know.
Here we are talking shit about.
But
guy that could totally
Furious
kick 7 our ass.
Was pretty funny. Like it's a funny movie to watch. I will say that. That last.
I kind of
want to
watch one of those at a bad movie night. Because they look.
I heard like 5
ridiculous.
is really bad, but 7 is like watchable. I mean, it's stupid, but like. Funny.
I like them. I like them all. I don't know.
I've only seen that one, but it is pretty funny.
I think I would like to pick it up right in the middle because I would have no idea what's going on.
It doesn't matter. There's no.
I'd like to start at 7 and work my way backwards.
Yeah.
There's I no like plot. Anyway, I mean, like, what's her name? Like, they killed her off because she didn't want to do it anymore. And they're just like, she's like, I'll come back. Like, and they just brought her back.
She had, like
they explained it. It's not like she just shows up.
No, I know, they do. They do explain it. But she has no memory of, like, marrying Vin Diesel or whatever. And she has a fight with Ronda Rousey, which is pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
And they're wearing, like, evening gowns. The only thing missing is, like, mud. It's But, whatever. Every time it's on HBO, Rachel and I watch it. That's, I will say that right now. I admit it.
Oh, so,
that's cool.
Yeah. There you go. Judge. Huh. You're right. No one's trying. I love it. I take my pants off and I watch that movie.
It's just swimming in raw sewage. I love it.
Plenty of room for your fandom in my fandom community as well.
Yeah, well, there you go. Bad movie.
Fast and Furious fandom. Oh.
We'll call it the Bad and Furious.
Kurt Russell is pretty hilarious in it. Overacting.
No.
Nice.
It's great how action movies have gotten to, like, because in the 80s, like, they were kind of, they took themselves very seriously, you know, like, and even the 90s, I guess, when everyone knew they were pretty cheesy, but, like, they weren't trying to be cheesy, they were just like, no, we're doing this, seriously.
Speaking
and now
of
it's
kind of
like, ha-ha! Sorry. Yeah. What are you going?
Have you guys seen Jean-Claude Van Johnson?
Yes.
That's pretty
funny. Is that back now? Or
no, I saw it. It got picked up, which is awesome.
Oh, okay, good. Good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. I saw it on Amazon as like coming soon or something, but oh, I love that show. That
and Dolph Lundgren was in Arrow this week too.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm excited.
He's the head of the Bratva.
Makes sense.
Is that like a German sausage factory?
It's a sausage fan club.
Bratva.
It's a monthly sausage fan club. They send you a new sausage every month.
Ooh, what's coming in my Bratva this week?
Did we get a new Bratva today?
Like one of those boxes that you get.
Yeah, it's like Blue Apron, but it's just a box of sausages.
My Bratva box.
It's like a loot crate. There's a little toy of a sausage
and cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
I'd sign up for that.
Yeah, right, here you go. Especially if Dolph Lundgren is head of.
Hi, I'm Dolph Lundgren. I'm head of the Bratva.
Only a Bratva box. Get $10 off.
Use code Punisher for 20% off.
Wait, is he German or is he? Is he actually Russian? He's actually Russian. Okay.
The Bratva is Russian too. That's the funny part.
They're all coming from over there somewhere. Okay, so I know he was Russian in Rocky IV. But
have you ever seen Rocky IV?
Yes, I just saw that.
Oh, my friend Jobless Mike, one day.
Jobless
at the gym.
Mike?
Yeah, that's what we call him. The guy that yelled, "Get a job" at us when we were standing out in front of the gym having a conversation. So that's why I refer to him as Jobless Mike. Came into the gym one day, and it took me a little while, but I'm like, are you wearing a Rocky IV t-shirt? And he's like, yeah, and it's an original. So he had like a 30-something-year-old t-shirt on. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I wear old t-shirts to the gym, but I don't have anything that old.
I don't have anything that's 30 years old. It wouldn't even fit.
Yeah, that would be pretty.
Gym.
I'm wearing sneakers that are 30 years old, but that's about it.
Really?
Yeah.
But like they're like vintage-y or something,
yeah,
right? You're literally an old man for 30
right.
years.
Exactly. Yeah. Vintage.
I have to say though, Rocky IV, like that soundtrack is actually kind of listenable. You know, it's cheesy in an 80s way, but I could put it on. You know who does a lot of the music is what's his name? Who did the Transformers like
guy? Yeah.
Yes.
Vince
DiCola. Vincey? Did he just call?
Yep. Vincey Pensacola.
Like he's your buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, me and Vincey.
Well, what the fuck? What's wrong with you? You don't hang out with Vincey?
Vincey DiCola.
I have old Vincey in a while.
He did the Transformers soundtrack. Huh.
Yep.
I love that soundtrack.
He was very active in the mid-80s.
Very active.
He did those two things. But I tell you, I still have the record, the Transformers the movie soundtrack.
Nice.
And I might put it on later.
Yeah, that's surprisingly listenable too.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Yes.
I suppose anything is listenable.
Yeah,
I celebrate his whole catalog. From Staying Alive to.
Yeah, I don't know what else Vince did.
He did 2016's animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants in Manhattan soundtrack. Been listening to that a lot lately.
It's very listenable.
Yeah.
I hope everything the podcast is listenable.
Wrote the music for Angry Birds Transformers. Been listening to that a lot. Put that on when I'm trying to relax. So.
You know the movie, the song Dare from Transformers was originally made for Stallone's Cobra.
Really?
Yep. Which I think Vince DiCola did the music for that as well, so probably that's why.
Oh, okay. He worked with Stallone a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's. There you go.
He's all right.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's all right. That was a pretty awesome movie.
Cobra?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. But that wasn't the one.
Which was originally. I think made with Eddie Murphy in mind. Something like that. Something weird.
Crime is a disease. Meet the cure.
Nah, yeah. I was listening to... They did it on How Did This Get Made, I believe. Mm. Did an episode about it. But that was like 3 years ago. I listened to it, so I could be totally wrong.
But you remember that one fun fact about Dare.
Yeah, that I You're just the saw best. The other day, so I know that, you know, that I didn't forget that one. So.
All right. Be all you can be. We used to kind of make fun of
Dare! Be the, Dare. You're the best! You're the be best. All you can be!
Stan Bush still, like, plays at BotCon and stuff like
Good
that.
Good for him, man. You know what? Fucking ride that shit out.
Yeah, that's why
30 years later.
I want to just be, like, a random person in a sci-fi movie that has, like, two lines. Then you can just, like, milk that shit for the rest of your life.
Then you're going to Rhode Island Comic Con every year.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, which is going on right now, right? Yeah.
Oh, I have a funny story. My friend Evan was, like, he was in line and talking to one of the actors. He lives in L.A. He was talking to one of the actors in The Rock's Ballers show. Like, shooting the shit in line. He's like, hey, I know you from TV, blah, blah, blah. And then the both of them, like, their jaws dropped because Stan Lee cut in line in front of them for security. And
whoa!
Yeah.
That's a move.
Yeah.
Is that why their jaws dropped? Because they couldn't believe how rude he
They're
was?
They're like, you dick! And then,
hey, Dick, get to the back of the line.
And then he was like, there's a bunch of Punishers trying to get selfies with him, like, on the plane. I feel so bad for him. And then I was like, well, were you guys, like, both in first class? He said, no. Stan Lee was in first class in the last row, and I was in the first row in economy. So I literally sat right behind him.
Don't they put that curtain or something?
But yeah, they have, they have the curtain.
But he, I'd still be like,
but Stan Lee ate, hey, like, Stan, a lot Stan, of broccoli and beans beforehand for the flight. Oh,
I don't want this curtain's not doing the job.
He texted me after. He's like, oh my god.
Stan Lee texted you too?
No.
You guys got real tight on that one interview, huh?
When he got off the plane, he's like, oh my god, Stan Lee has a little Spider-Man suitcase.
Oh.
I just pictured Stan Lee to smell like Old Spice.
Yeah, I mean, or what's a Gold Bond or something like?
Gold Bond. Old man.
I wonder, like, terrific.
Terrific.
He probably had to cut in line because he'd be dead by the time he got to the front.
I mean, he's old.
Well, he said he was not like traveling.
No, first class people get to go first. I don't really think it's cutting in line.
All right,
it's
that's
just
true.
The way it works.
I think that he I think that he's not traveling for cons anymore, so this might be like one of
this
his
is last. Yeah, this New is England his last thing. Round of cons.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's fine. So what? He's going to miss out on like that $100 for every picture or autograph or whatever he gets?
What the hell does he need that money for?
Yeah, he's got $1 million.
Yeah.
Guys, he still gets paid by Marvel as the president emeritus or whatever, and he doesn't even
and
do
his
it.
Name's all over those movies, even though he doesn't have anything to do with them. He's always
executive producer.
Yeah. Like, he's on set all the time.
And all
like,
those,
here's what I...
All those Stan Lee POW Entertainment that comics that we always talk about on the show.
Man, can't get enough of those. Man, those things are selling like crazy.
Yeah.
And he teamed with, like, the Backstreet Boys on his Stan Lee Media or whatever it was.
Yeah. Guy just needs to just sit and roll around in his money and not worry about it.
Yeah.
Like me, when I roll around in my comics because I'm working
That's right,
in comics.
Because
pretty
you work
good.
In
I know Josh hasn't seen it yet, but pretty good cameo. I enjoyed it this time around.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Well, I mean, it's always pretty funny. You know, yeah, I liked it.
My favorite is still the Thor cameo.
What? When he said, did I do it?
Yeah. That one made me laugh out loud for about 10 minutes.
That was pretty good. I kind of like the Guardians one just because they made fun of what a dirty old man, like, you know, because like, he kind of is a dirty old man. You know?
Kinda... Why do you say that? Because he did Stripperella?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly
yes, that is exactly why. Why.
About, about Stan Lee, where he was trying to do a comic for Playboy, and him and John Romita Sr., and I can't even remember, but it just sounded terrible. But it was like the King Penis Head and stuff, you know? It was just so sad.
Even Playboy was like, nah.
Yeah, they're like, thanks. Pretty terrible. You know, yeah, but character.
We're
little
good.
Ant, so, I mean, really.
So it's all pretty, pretty,
all just
pretty bad. All just. Oh, Jesus. All right, on that note, before we get too gross, I do want to say one thing. I don't know if anybody else cares, but Leonard Cohen died. That was
sad day.
Speaking of old man
Robert
dying.
Vaughn. But I suppose Robert Vaughn from The Man from Uncle. And the bad guy from
Superman 3.
Superman 3? Well, that's too bad. But I was more upset about Leonard Cohen, but I didn't know... I didn't know Robert Vaughn had died. So that would make me more upset about Leonard Cohen.
Leonard Conehead.
They're having a sale on DC movies on iTunes, John. So I thought I'm thinking about picking up yet another copy of the Donner Cut of Superman 2.
How many copies do you need?
Well, I have it on DVD. I have it on Vudu. I want to just be able to talk about it whenever it comes up.
Well, I see.
Good idea.
Yeah.
What about the ultimate extended version of Watchmen or something? Isn't there like five versions of that? Five
yeah,
different
I
cuts
have
of that?
Those. We have like the Blu-ray and I have the iTunes, so I think I have a couple or all of the versions.
I want to watch the Watchmen. I'll watch the motion comic.
Right.
Yeah, that was the only good version, wasn't it?
Yeah, I like the fact that guy does all those terrible lady voices.
Kind of like me.
Yeah.
And the audio comics, which you don't do anymore because we don't have a sponsor.
Yeah.
That's until they're paying me, I'll do audio comics again. I've got two of them just sitting here.
Oh.
Waiting to be edited.
All right, I'll send you some money.
No, I'm not really.
Our fake sponsors. I'll be like, oh, the comic company.
Here's stuff from another planet.
Alright. Well, thank you, all of you. This is good.
Wow, classic.
Classic. All four guys. This is pretty listenable, right?
We'll see.
Just a little bit of lull when we talked about comics, but otherwise it was pretty okay.
We'll see if I actually recorded it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pull a Durson.
Oh,
there's these great episodes that no one will ever hear except me and Durson.
Like three of them. Like in
Yeah, but
years.
They were great. They were listenable. Yeah.
Headcanon.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks to you.
Thanks to everyone.
Thanks to everyone. Yeah,
glad you're still alive.
Talk to you soon next week, right?
Me too.
Next week, the plan is to do local comic shop day.
Yes.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
It's I didn't either until a few days ago, but it's a thing. There's like special. It's kind of like free comic day. There's like special. Except they're not free. You have to pay for them.
So you really won't get anything like free except for a free podcast from leaguepodcast.com.
Right. We will still be free unless you want to sponsor us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get audio comics.
Nice.
Yeah, get those audio comics going. But yeah, so that's the plan. Hopefully it all works out. And head out to your local comic shop, though, if you're listening, which you're not. Yeah. All right.
All right.
I'll talk to you guys later then.
All right, later fucks.
Later fucks.
Jinx.
This is why I don't come on the show anymore.